This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Oh, yes. Those dark chocolate M&Ms. Watch out, you'll get hooked on them. Hey, welcome in to the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans, your host, right here live every week in the Auto World Plaza. Good to have you along. Thank you, my friends, folks, relatives, everyone, for joining in and riding shotgun with me every week here on Auto World since 1992. We're coast to coast throughout and want to grow. We have a lot of you that might not even know about us. And so if you have friends or relatives, and call them, text them, do whatever, use social media and say, tune in to Auto World every week. Why I say that is because we have a lot of fun here. It's all fresh, like those fresh Krispy Kreme donuts. We need those folks as a sponsor. No, we don't. I gain about 14 pounds every week. Oh, they're good, though, aren't they? Yes, the information coming in, the news, the trivia, our emails are all for everything is fresh here. That's what it's all about, is fresh. Now, with that said, every hour is different. So with that, let's get on here with this hour of Auto World. We're going to find out what this world premiere is. Somebody's doing a world premiere. It sounds big. Sounds real big. Also, I have the Super Cobra Jet 1800. Will it have the fastest time on the quarter mile, drag strip, that is. In fact, the quarter mile is not even a quarter mile anymore. They had to shorten up the distance in the quarter mile because the cars were going too fast, besides other things. Who won the Red Dot Award? Did you figure out who the what the Red Dot Award, what's that all about? Also, we're going to go into the email bag, definitely, but I'm looking forward to your live emails. I'm looking forward to your live phone calls. The phone number, as always, since 1992, is 855-660-4261. Axelrod Alex is standing by. Not sitting, standing. Because he has to run from one. Well, he had problems with the pulley on the cable. He was hanging over the GCN 2800 mixer machine, and now he's got to stand there and run from one end to the other. But he gets her done. Thank you, Axelrod Alex. 855-660-4261. Email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And folks, that is good throughout the week whenever you need help. And again, shout out to you about consulting. 45 plus years in the automotive garage, and I've seen it, heard it, smelled it, tasted it. Yes, a lot of things. And every day is new. I think that's probably maybe why I picked this profession. Because every car, every vehicle has got something different, new, constantly going on with it. And I'm the type of person that I want to know what makes it tick. Tearing things apart as a young child and putting them all back together, did they or did they not work right away? No, they probably did not. I probably ruined a lot of my parents' products, clocks, cars, etc. But that's how you learn. So I'm still pushing it forward. Going as hard as I can to screw up as many things as I can. No. It just gives you confidence later. In fact, a guy was telling me the other day, he says, I noticed that I walked into your shop, you had this thing held completely, this vehicle completely torn apart in pieces laying on the ground. And he said, I don't see any paper, pencil, notes or anything. I said, who needs that? I have my file cabinet. He says, well, where's the file cabinet? In your office? I said, no, it's right here on top of my shoulders. Anyway, with that, let's get going here. Always have trivia, automotive trivia. And, oh, do you remember? We call it, do you remember, right here on Auto World? Do you remember the 1971 Montego Slicone? Slicone GT. Yes, the Montego Slicone GT. Oh, yeah, the GT grill. It had a lot of things back in that day. The Montego. Better ideas. Make better cars was their slogan back in the day, the Mercury Montego. Oh, it had a lot of things. Dual brake system, self-adjusting brakes back then. Whoa! It also had a wood grain vinyl paneling on the dash. Ooh, boy. Energy absorbing steering column. Wow. Printed electric circuits in an instrument cluster. What? See how things have changed? Yes, the 1971 Montego. Sold for $2,798, and you got a wood grain dash. And an instrument cluster. And you got brakes. Self-adjusting. Remember the days going back in reverse and pulling up your emergency brake handle, or if you have the step, you're sitting there trying to get the back brakes as the mechanic, the technician, the shop told you, just go in reverse, that'll adjust your brakes. Those little star wheels that had brake dust on them, they'd lock up. Us mechanics, you know, we'd take that wheel off, that drum off, and the star wheel was locked up constantly, you know, just completely because the brake dust got in there and you couldn't get the brakes to be adjusted, the brake shoes. Long gone. Done. Over with. Do you remember? There it is. Okay, it's time right here on Auto World to find out what this Red Dot Award is. Who won the Red Dot Award? The Kia plug-in hybrid was been recognized with the Red Dot Design Award in the category Product Design. The award, a testament to Kia's commitment, folks, of designing quality and the future right there. Talk about being on the future in the dash. High-quality vehicles that meet the needs of all of us, of course, while also staying in the forefront of cutting-edge technology. The Kia hybrid, it features quite a few things. But they did win the Red Dot Award. Tiger face on it. Kia, that's what they call it, a little tiger face. Yes, the Red Dot Design Award is one of the most highly sought-after seals of design quality. Each year, the jury international experts examine all the submissions for design quality and degree of course, the future of each car. This achievement comes after a long line of design award wins by Kia. The latest success by the plug-in hybrid Kia makes the 28th Red Dot awarded to Kia model since 2009. Goes back a few years. Last year, the all-new EV6 was crowned the best of the best for its pioneering and forward-looking design. And in 2021, the Kia Sorento also won the Red Dot Award for its product design. So, you might just, turn your head and take a look at a Kia. When you're out there looking at automobiles, why not? Kia, founded back in 1944. Yes, 1944 when it was founded. And today, what is that? How many years is that now? My calculator's broke. Anyway, it's been quite a few years. They have now 52,000-plus employees worldwide. Congratulations, Kia. The Red Dot Award. I'm wondering how big the Red Dot is what I'm wondering. But anyway, they won it. And that's Red Dot is an award that, again, is highly sought after seals. A lot of car manufacturers are after that Red Dot Award, and Kia did earn that with their hybrid. So congratulations. Kia Niro, a PHEV. Oh, yeah, plug-in hybrid version. Won it. Product design. Do you really like, do you buy a car or a vehicle or a truck on design? I mean, do you go to the box stores to buy a lawnmower and look at how cutting edge it is? The style, the look, the color, and is that how you buy it? Or do you care about how sharp those blades are underneath that deck that you're sitting on top of? Do you buy it because it has a steering wheel? Do you buy automobiles because of the style, the look? Do you climb in the cockpit of that automobile? Do you look to see if it has how many Red Dot awards? Does it have J.D. Power awards? Is that how you buy it? Or do you just go and just buy it because I like blue? 855-660-4261, Auto World Radio at yahoo.com. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for joining me. We'll be right back. The 10 millionth is coming your way. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Nobody can defeat my car.
that engine running through the steering wheel shaft up to the steering wheel that's round. That's going away, too. I believe the steering wheels are starting to turn into pretty much joysticks, like a video game. Why not? Hey, my grandkids are playing video games all the time. I have to, you know, say, no more, turn it off. Well, they're joysticking that thing. Oh, it gets addicting, doesn't it? I can't picture myself trying to drive a car with a joystick. I'd start to feel like I'm driving a video game. Well, the world premiere. Woo! Yes, it's time for the world premiere. Of what? The first all-electric series model of the tradition of a luxury brand. World premiere of the all-new Mercedes-Maybach EQS SUV on two different stages, my friends. Yes. Mercedes-Benz Maybach EQS 680 SUV, the legendary Maybach brand, is presenting its first all-electric series model. All-electric. Mercedes-Benz Maybach EQS SUV. Top of the line, folks, when it comes to the Maybach model, and it's all electric. This is happening. We are now only one day away of the world premiere of this automobile on two stages, live and in person and also digitally. Digital, you know, is that digital? Yeah, on the internet? Yeah, why not? They're going back in time. They're going to give us a little bit of history of Mercedes-Benz and where it all started. It started way back when Carl Benz. Mercedes was his daughter's name. That's where that name comes from. But look forward to the world premiere. Tomorrow is when it's going to hit. You can always Google, like you do Auto World, Google Auto World Mark Evans, or you can Google the Mercedes Maybach EQS 680 SUV, the legendary Maybach brand. The world premiere. Good to have you here. Now, coming up later in this hour, elevating home electrification coming your way. But more than ever, I look forward to your emails live at autoworldradio@yahoo.com as we are live, and your phone. Phone calls are, well, I welcome them with my driving gloves at 855-660-4261. We are in a different time of automobiles in our auto world, aren't we? EVs are here. EVs, are they here to stay? They've been, here for quite a few days, haven't they? Yes. Tesla's being the number one sales, of course. Did not know if you knew that, but Tesla made up 62.6% of all EV sales sold so far. The big three are investing $80 billion in developing EVs. They're talking about batteries. And again, I've just got to ask, where's all the charge sticks going to be coming from to charge us? That's the thing that all of you have been asking. And when I get more on that, there's about three companies out there that actually, ChargePoint's one company that, just like the name says, ChargePoint, they're scattering charge sticks throughout our planet. No different than the wind turbines that we see. Also, here in the Boise, Idaho area, as I drive out of town, I see just the other day, I saw, the wind turbine stick that was on the big, long truck. I think the thing was about a mile long to stick it up in the air to make it spin to give us wind energy. What's your opinion? I'd love to hear it. As always, 855-660-4261. Email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. But right now, let's find out about this 10 millionth. What is it? Well, Pontiac was founded back in 1926 as a companion marquee to Oakland, which was also owned by General Motors at that time, back in 1926. The first Pontiac car, the Pontiac Series 6-27, was introduced in 1926 and was powered by a six-cylinder engine. The brand quickly gained reputation for producing reliable and affordable cars, and everybody liked it back in 1926. But in the 50s, Pontiac began, well, they said they had to be a little different from the other General Motors brands. So they did. They did it by producing performance cars. In 1955, the company introduced the Pontiac V8 engine, which was more powerful than any of the other engines at the time. The engine was used in the iconic Pontiac Bonneville, which was introduced in 1957 and was known for its sleek styling and performance. One of the most popular Pontiac models of all time, so was the GOAT. GTO. We called it the GOAT, GTO. Of course, a lot of people think GOAT, that's the greatest of all times, isn't it? Is that? No, it's GTO, Pontiac GTO, which was introduced in 1964. The GTO was widely considered to be the first muscle car, friends, and was powered by a V8 engine. The car was an instant hit and helped to, well, helped him put that Pontiac name in a brand. It was here to stay, wasn't it? High-performance cars. Then John DeLorean, who was one of the executives of Pontiac back in the day in the 1960s, was instrumental in the development of the GTO. DeLorean was known for his ideas and his ability to create cars that, well, appealed to a lot of younger generation of car buyers. He later left Pontiac to start his own company, and you know what it was called? The DeLorean Motor Company. And, boy, those prices are going up on those DeLoreans now at the auctions. But back in 1965, the 10 millionth, in 1965, the 10 millionth Pontiac car was produced, a golden Pontiac Catalina, the Catalina sedan. It was driven off the assembly line. And who was the general manager of Pontiac at the time? He got the opportunity and waved to the camera as he drove off. Now, in the 70s and the 80s, Pontiac continued to produce popular models such as the Firebird. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's hot. The chicken, the bird on the hood. Oh, yeah. Which was often used in movies and TV shows, as you know. The Bandit. And the Grand Prix, which was known for its sporty style handling. The Firebird was particularly popular with everybody, thanks in part to the appearance on the TV show Knight Rider. TV shows. They made them popular. But, however, in the 2000 years came along, as time flies, as we are here in Auto World, noticing that at all seconds, Pontiac became to struggle. Pontiac struggled. Consumer, you, taste shifted towards more fuel-efficient cars. And in 2009, GM announced that it would discontinue the Pontiac brand. And the last Pontiac car was produced in 2010. I want my Pontiac back. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for joining me right here in the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Congress has a big job ahead when they return to work this week.
There is one issue looming large on Capitol Hill, raising the debt ceiling. Financial experts say the U.S. could face an historic default that would crash the economy this summer if the debt ceiling isn't raised. Republicans say they won't raise it unless there are deep spending cuts. President Biden is insisting on a clean bill that would only raise the debt ceiling but not address spending issues. I'm John Schaefer.
The world's richest nations meet to discuss the future of global power.
Ministers with the Group of Seven are meeting in Japan to set new goals for solar power and offshore wind capacity. They agreed to speed up development of renewable energy and more quickly move to phase out fossil fuels, but stopped short of endorsing a 2030 deadline to phase out coal.
After just about a year, Pete Davidson is set to return to Saturday Night Live on May 6th. Dave Collins, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Well, I ask an old truck driver about life out on the road, if he does a lot of singing when he's bringing in his load. If there's a pretty waitress crying for him every 100 miles, if he gets a lot of loving, if he has a lot of smiles. And I ask him if those trucking songs tell about a life like his. He said, if you want to know the truth about it, here's the way it is. All I do is drive, 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 try to stay alive and keep my mind on my load, keep my eye upon the road. I got nothing in common with any man who's home every day at 5. All I do is drive, 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 drive.
And you gotta have fuel, some type of fuel to drive. You know, talking about fuel, I mean, if you need some kind of a liquid in your fuel tank, you might need an electrical cord, but have we ever really thought about the air? How many gallons of air does that ice engine suck in? We need air. And where we're listening, where you're listening at me to me right now, east to west coast, the airs are different, aren't they? More condensation, more humidity, maybe. I do know that we're talking about Pontiacs, bye-bye, gone, all that. Remember the 2000 Sunbird Turbo Pontiac? Woohoo! They boasted 114 miles an hour. It needed air? Well, back here is about 18 years ago, roughly. That was a long time ago. But I do remember a scientist. I was at the Pennsylvania Oil City Oil Lab Laboratory. And I do remember that gentleman. I asked him that. I said, you folks are testing oils, all types of different brands, and you're just telling me and you're showing me the ash that's in that oil once it goes through that testing process of running in the engine and how dirty it's getting and what's getting in the oil just by gasoline burning in the combustion chamber. But I said, well, how much air does it take? And he said to me, this was 18 years ago. He says, well, Mark, a regular 350 Chevrolet V8 engine, that's what we have here in the chemist lab right now. I said, yes, yes. I see that four-barrel quadrajet on there, as we called it, the quadraflush. Anyway, he said, that's burning 300 gallons of air to every gallon of gas. Wow. And with that, let's go now live to Bill, listening to us on KBOI AM 670. Hi, Bill. Welcome to Auto World.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks for taking the call.
Absolutely, Bill.
keying on to what you were saying before about all the charging stations. Well, back behind
yes.
the charging stations, you got to have a lot, transmission lines, substations, and generation facilities. And the people who think wind and solar, they just don't know what kind of density you're getting out of that power. It's very low. And wind, you know, let's say you put in a 500-megawatt power plant for wind because it's got a bunch of turbines, and you think, oh, wow, I got 500 megawatts. You don't, because the wind only blows part of the time. Some of the turbines will be down. You'll be lucky to get, on an average, 200 megawatts, and that would be from a good site. So it's not there. The only way you're going to get that kind of power is if you went to either some type of fossil unit, like a combustion turbine, you know, and you get two versions of that, the combined cycle and simple cycle. And the simple cycle starts fast, but isn't nearly as efficient. The combined cycle really has good efficiency for that type of plant, but it takes, because it has a steam cycle along with it, it takes a lot longer to start up.
Right.
The only other option is nuclear. And everybody says they don't want nukes, but if you really want to get rid of the CO2, that's the best option, because those combustion turbines are going to be putting out CO2 also. You know,
right.
On
yes.
gas, whatever.
Yes.
So,
and
yeah, it just doesn't seem like they thought this through. Either that or they're ignoring it. What's reality?
Right.
So,
are you against the electric cars, right? Or no?
Not exactly. I think the hybrids have a place. But the electric cars did this. I'm against this immediate full electrification. I don't think that the technology is available yet for the power, unless people make some real decisions, you know, like say, okay, we're going to go to, I think I'm kind of in favor of these small nukes. I mean, we really want to, as a society, go that route. And I think in general, quite frankly, kind of stupid. But,
yeah.
And the people that are, you know, putting them forth really know what the hell they're talking about for the most part.
Yeah, a lot of information in there. A lot of talk. And the public, the chargers, here's a little fact, too. The infrastructure law, if it passes, they're saying $7.5 billion to install 500,000 public chargers by 2030.
Yeah.
That's our tax dollars.
They're going to be paying more than that for the power lines and the substations and the generation stations. You know. way more. You know, I probably know that I'm a retired engineer, and I worked in the power industry for many years. And
I was going to ask you, Bill, because it sounds like you've been there. You know what you're talking about, and I appreciate it. Teach us some more here now. Now, were you with Idaho Power?
No, I was with a private company, which probably shouldn't mention.
Sure.
But we were a design company, and so anyway, I looked at some other things. I had a bunch of time on my hands. I had spent a few months in Oregon last year. So I went through and looked up on the Internet how many kilowatt hours per 100 miles electric car takes, how many miles was run, you know, by cars in the state of Oregon, you know, did some simple math, and then looked at what the generation capacity of the state of Oregon was, and they're going to have to take at least 6,000 megawatts or so. It's roughly now 18,000 megawatts installed capacity, including everything, you know, all the dams on the Columbia and so on. And then, you know, the Columbia's already dammed. You aren't going to get it there. There isn't,
right.
I can say, solar just cannot provide. It can provide some, but realistically, it's not going to provide anywhere near the kind of power that's needed.
Right.
So,
right.
And that's just one state, moderate-sized state, bigger than Idaho, but, you know, one state.
Yes, absolutely. I believe that the power companies in all the states are probably cringing right now when they're hearing this new bill.
Well, they're cringing or they're licking their chops looking at big bunches of government money.
Yeah. Well, now, for me now, is living in Idaho since 1968, Bill, I don't know how long you've been here, but I remember Soapbox Derby Hill out here on Amity Road. And I got in that car, and I coasted down that car, doing the Soapbox Derby race. And what did we have at the... I was a little one, you know, and having fun with my Soapbox Derby car, trying to win that race, right? Well, guess what was down there? It was a substation, right? Idaho Power Substation.
Yeah.
Now, as I'm driving around, are they getting bigger? Are the substations in all our states? Yeah.
The technology's improving. And back then they had, oil breakers and like this. And so they were pretty physically big. Now they use what they call SF6, or sulfur hexafluoride, and they're much smaller. But if you put more generation capacity through, you're going to have more lines in and out, or bigger lines, or higher voltage. I mean, that's the one thing you don't think about either. This is generated, let's say, a standard large generator would be a 13,800 volts. And transmission lines, if they're long ones, might be 500,000 volts. So to get from generation power to transmission line power, you have to have a big step up transfer.
We need some bigger wires, don't we?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'd have LAN for router. I mean, there's just all kinds of stuff. And then those transformers aren't 100% vision.
Bill, can you hang on real quick? We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Auto World right here in the Auto World Plaza. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did.
Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Yeah, I don't know about that loud to knock you down, because electric cars are pretty quiet. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Good to have you along. We got a little bit of news here. A study by McKinsey and Company reveals if half of all vehicles sold by 2030 are zero-emission vehicles, folks, America will need 1.2 million public EV chargers and 28 million private EV chargers by then. Wow. Let's go back to our great friend here listening to us, Bill, listening to us on News Talk, KBOI, AM 670. Bill, now you were in the power business, you're saying you retired from delivering power to us? Yes. And I appreciate you holding on.
I was on the generation side primarily. I'm familiar with delivery because obviously we have to get power out of our plants.
Well, I appreciate you, Bill. I'm learning a lot. I appreciate you calling in, because one thing that we all take, I believe we all take for granted, is electricity, power. And I myself, as I was saying, going down Soapbox Derby Hill with my soapboxes, substations, before we went to the break, you were talking about the cables need to, we need more cables, and they need to be bigger to deliver?
Well, bigger or more, you know, the ratings, actually, as you take the voltage up and you're carrying a certain amount of power, the line could theoretically get smaller because it got, you know, let's say it's like water pressure. You got more pressure at 750,000 volts versus 500,000, 250,000. So
okay.
There's that. But, you know, let's say we're going out in the boondocks and we got to run lines across to get to all these things. It right now takes years because you got all the environmental studies, you know, you got the birds and bees and all this stuff to do. You got the land acquisition to do, so you got to go, you know, find out who owns the land and make some deal, buy it, or get it by adverse possession or something. So the
sure.
whole thing is a very long-term process. And what they're trying to do is not reflect what would have to be done to make this happen. So.
Right. And, yeah, you just, like you just pointed out, we cannot. We're 120 some months away is all. Well, that's not enough time to make it happen. Now
not
is this
time and not enough technology?
Right, and in the news, of course, we've got the Colorado River, Hoover Dam. There, you know, that reservoir's going lower and lower by the second with water, and there's a power problem there because they're using the hydro. Well, let me ask you this, Bill: does each state, and you don't have to answer if you don't want to, but does each state produce their own power? Meaning that, or where do we get our power? If we're living in Oregon, is our power coming from California or Nevada?
The generally, the lower population states become exporters. Now, so, okay, Idaho Power has lines that run down to Medford area. For instance, that's one of the examples I was thinking about when I said it takes so long to get a line because they fought on that thing forever. It goes out of Midpoint over there by Jerome and runs, you know, to Medford with various branches and stuff. But anyway, so they're talking about this new Lava Ridge wind plant over here, you know, out in the Hunt Camp area. And that power is going to California. They do, but they call it wheeling. So you're using somebody else's line, and you pay them a fee to get the power, you know, across their lines.
Okay.
So this is like getting a little into the weeds, but it has to be monitored. The power wants to go where it wants to go, wherever, you know, if you have lower voltage at one point, somebody like put on a big load, then power would try to compensate. And it might short somewhere else, but anyway, that's the power transmission guys' problem from my standpoint. Like I was on the generation side, so
okay.
We just tried to provide the power to the transmission lines.
But okay, well, as we all our families keep growing, I have 5 grandkids now, so that means what? We need more power. Right?
Yeah.
We need, and yes, I know there's a lot of us that, there's people that's, you know, moving from that city, that state, going over to another city in another state. Okay, so that, let's just call that their power they're using is just getting transferred. Let's just call it that. But we're all having grandkids, and we need more microwaves turned on, don't we? More ovens and more microwaves, because we all have to eat. And that's one thing that I noticed. If I lit up the lines here, asked all the folks, Bill, how many times has their power gone out in the last year?
Yeah.
Well, how many times has yours gone out?
Only a couple. And it's been, Idaho Power has done a great job, and they put in additional gas turbine power plants there, Mountain Home primarily. They're doing a good job, and of course they have the hydro, which is kind of their base, and. They're fortunate in a lot of ways because they can kind of use their hydro a little bit to balance out some of this stuff that some of this wind power and solar that they're forced to take. So they're in better position than some. Some people like Southern Cal Edison and Los Angeles Department of Water and Power had lots of problems last year when the heat wave was on in California.
Yes.
The story is people were going out buying small electric generators, gas-fired, so they could fill them up so they could charge their electric car to drive to work or whatever.
Right, right. And I remember there's the California saying, oh, yes, we've got a power problem, so do not, you know, charge your EVs.
Yeah.
And leave your air conditioners off.
Yeah.
In your house, right?
Yeah, it's 105 out. Yeah,
yeah. So we're going to cook you, and you have no way of getting to work.
Yeah.
Because your EV is dead. Yeah. So. Yeah, so I think we're taking, as I see apartment buildings going up, you do too, Bill, probably here in the Boise, Idaho area where you and I live, apartment buildings going up on every single street corner. I remember the days when the gas stations were popping up on every street corner, but today, no, the gas stations are going out of business and there's more apartments getting popped up. They need power.
Yeah, the population, you know, of Idaho has increased a bunch, you know. So far, Idaho Power has done a pretty good job of keeping up. But other locales haven't. Well, Idaho Power, like, is, you know, one, they don't have a serious regulation problem to the Public Utilities Commission as, say, California does. I mean, down there, you know, you got to go through all these hoops. Even then, you know, you can't hardly get a power, plant built or a power line installed. And they're shutting off some of the dams for hydro. And then on top of that, they shut off, like, San Onofre, some of the big nukes. So they're just digging them a hole, and probably they're putting some wind turbines up on, you know, Lalamont Pass or wherever they are. And it's not going to cut the mustard.
Absolutely. Yeah, in the Palm Desert area, my first time that I flew down there and did some broadcasting, and it's just the windmills are sticking up everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of them are not sitting there. And that's the first thing that I said to myself, wait a minute, well, how come they're not, you know, moving? Oh, we need wind. Right? So and now we, you know, a lot of the other folks that are listening too, they're probably seeing those, not only on the freeway, you know, getting delivered to their location where they're going to be put up, but how long does it take to get, like you stated, the approval of the property to plant them on that dirt?
Yeah.
To get them up. So, if we do you believe, Bill, that if we do, do we need all of this? Do we need wind, solar, hydro?
Well,
to make
hydro,
this happen,
we already got the installed plans. I wouldn't be taking them out. Wind and solar is not going to cut the mustard. I mean, if you're really going to go EV, you have to go either a bunch of fossil fuel plants, like I say, mostly gas turbines, and. Because nobody's going to build a coal plant in today's world, and or nukes. And if you really want to get rid of CO2, nukes are the only reasonable answer. There's not enough hydro sites left. There are a couple little ones here and there, but for the most part, nobody wants those either, even if you do have a site. I mean, like over at the Weezer River, you got some over there, but nobody wants to dam the river. So there's that.
Well, Bill, I appreciate your time today. I really do appreciate you calling in. Definitely. I learned a lot. Hopefully our listeners did, too. And you're listening on us, to us on News Talk KBOI AM 670. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Roger. Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Appreciate it, Bill.
Bye.
Thank you for all the great information. Thank you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you on the third hour right here from the Auto World Plaza. I'm Mark Evans. Drive safe and motor on.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.